Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
We got a great show for you today, but before we dive in, let's check in with everybody. Atlanta, LA, how you doing?
Hey, fam.
What's up?
How y'all doing?
All right, coming up, you might be surprised and find out who Katy Perry chose as the godmother of her baby. And plus, Andrew Foran sits down with Ross Geller himself, David Schwimmer, who has a new sitcom. Actually, it's his first one since Friends, and you'll tell us all about it. But yo, Headcrack, what you got, brother?
Will and Jada Pinkett Smith almost broke the internet with their latest Red Table Talk.
Yes.
Listen, this combo brought over 15 million eyes to the table when they checked out the episode on Facebook Watch.
Jeez.
Now, during the first 24 hours, man, people was flooding it up. And Jada explained that she did have an entanglement with singer August Alsina. And she said that they were separated a few years back, and this is when it all took place. Now, on the surface, it seemed like they was kind of on the same page, but there was actually a body language expert by the name of Judy James who noted that Jada seemed to kind of be at ease, maybe because she's in control of the situation, but Will seemed very uncomfortable. Now, she said, Will seems to keep moving the humor here, which can suggest some discomfort and the desire to lighten the mood. His right hand rubs his leg under the table in what looks like a self-comfort gesture. Now, I mean, I can't blame him. Will Smith is kind of one of those dudes who always controls his narrative, and this time, you got to kind of jump in front of it and do it. So, Brad, what do you think made him the most uncomfortable out of the whole situation?
I feel like apparently they talked about it and discussed it, but because Jada Pinkett Smith is now so transparent with everybody who comes on Red Table Talk, he had to come clean, because if she wanted to, he had to, so she had to bring her dirt to the light too.
Mm. I will say this, I do love what Jada Pinkett Smith has given all of us, some language that I will definitely use going forward, where she said, I didn't cheat, I had an entanglement.
Yeah,
I'm going to say, I did not cheat on my diet, I had an entanglement with potato chips.
Exactly.
Yo, entanglement is like the black version of conscious uncoupling.
Yeah.
All right, well, moving on a little bit, guess who decided to spice up their life? None other than Brooklyn Beckham.
Whoa.
He recently got engaged to actress Nicola Peltz, the son of course, David and Victoria Beckham. He's only 21 years old.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Now, his fiance is 25, so she's a little bit older than him.
They're robbing the cradle.
Yeah. The ring looks to be about a 4.5 to 5 carat emerald cut diamond worth between $150,000 and $200,000.
What?
Bend it like Beckham.
I mean, seriously, like, you hear that and you go, oh my God, 21 years old. But despite how young Brooklyn is, his parents gave their blessing on Instagram. Victoria said, the most exciting news. We could not be happier that Brooklyn and Nicola are getting married.
Now,
Portia, women are always excited about weddings. But don't you think that no matter how she feels, Victoria Beckham has to say she's excited about her 21-year-old son marrying a 25-year-old woman?
She has to say she's excited. And they gave a little more than their blessing. They gave their money, because that little boy did not pay for that ring.
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They pay for that ring.
Yeah. Gary, do you think a 21-year-old should spend that kind of money on a ring?
Yes,
Gary?
Ma'am, you sure should. You should set the present for all the guys behind you to let men know. You should spend, if her stuff is good, No, but if she's good, honey, all around, honey, he should be able to compensate her with a nice diamond, and that is definitely cheap. He should have rounded off and made it $200,000, honey, and called it a day. So I think it's definitely worth it.
There's just no way at 21 you could be giving away a ring like that and have it be in that genuine, you worked for this, this is part of your life, you were
giving
me part
what
of you.
He could give her.
No, he gave her one of mom's hand-me-downs.
He cleaned the pool during the summer. I mean, he worked for that during the summer.
He cleans pools.
He's mowing lawns, you guys.
All right, well, y'all, since Frank always has interesting advice when it comes to love and relationships, we want to see what his advice is on this particular topic. Let's call this, What Would Frank Do? Okay?
Yeah.
Over the weekend, R&B singer SZA tweeted out to her fans about an incident that happened to her a while back. Her female friend invited her and her boyfriend to a party. And according to SZA, after some time went past, she could not find either of them, so she went looking for him, and bam! She found her boyfriend having sex with her friend in a room.
No!
Now, she said, instead of getting all Donkey Kong in that situation, she just said, oop, sorry, and closed the door real fast.
Damn.
So, Frank, this is the question for you, Frank. What would Frank have done in this situation?
I mean, if I'd opened the door and saw two people having sex, I probably would have done the same thing. Like, oops, sorry. And then realized, wait a second, I recognize one of those people or both of them. And that's my wife.
And my friend.
It would have been like, well, hey, this some you know? But see, the reaction would be different if it was like a male friend of mine or a female friend of mine with my wife. You know, male friend, I'm upset. Female friend, I'm like, ain't this some you mind if I hold one of your ladies' hair so I can see a little better? You know, it's a different reaction either way. But I think, you know, in my case, it'd be light switch on, light switch off. You're out of my life forever.
Yeah.
Well okay, played. So Heidi and Portia, I mean, what do y'all think? Do y'all feel like SZA did the right thing by walking out? What would you guys have done?
I will 100% where it's light switch. I will light switch your ass in a heartbeat. I don't care. And I feel the same way. And the reason you open up and see it and close it, because there's no need for a discussion.
Right.
There's no need for how long has this been going on, because in that moment, you lost your man and your best friend in that moment, and I just go, come get your stuff. We're done. What do you think, Portia?
I would say, oops, I'm sorry, and shut the door. And then I will come back, and those will be the last words they have ever heard, okay?
Commit a murder.
I would be on Snapped. I'm going to tell you right now.
All right, well, this year seems to be the year where we're removing anything with a negative or racist connotation.
Yep.
And they've retired the logo and name of the Washington Redskins after 87 years.
Good.
And reportedly, the University of Southern California School of Cinematic Arts will remove a John Wayne exhibit from its main building.
Well, he was pretty racist.
John Wayne?
He was pretty racist.
Well, yeah, the decision was made after students protested because of racist statements that John made back in 1971 during an interview that resurfaced where John said,
oh, God.
Well, I believe in white supremacy until the blacks are educated to a point of responsibility.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah, he also spoke badly about Native Americans and used a homophobic slur when discussing the film Midnight Cowboy. So, head crack. Are you shocked to hear about John Wayne? I mean, did you know this about him? And has his movies, and have they been that popular lately to even care that much?
Let me tell you something, Frank. Never seen a John Wayne movie in my life. And mostly because Public Enemy told me to him and John Wayne. He was talking about Elvis Presley as well in that one. Shout out to Chuck D.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing I noticed, too, is, like, when you look at pictures of John Wayne, you seldomly see his top teeth. And usually, if you can't see someone's top teeth, they might be racist.
Interesting. Is that the protocol? Yeah.
Now, Chewy, let me ask you, are you able to separate the individual from their work?
You know what? He had a career that spanned over 50 years. He made over 150 movies. But that, you know, I still can't support the man. I can't separate nothing. When I see him, I see a racist. So I will not be supporting that man. I've seen a lot of his films, and I'll never support him ever again. That's it. I'm sorry, bro.
Wow.
Sorry. Yeah. Don't be a racist.
John Wayne marathon. We were planning it later. It's just not going to happen
now. He's now known as the Duke, the David Duke.
Hey, before we move on, we want to send our prayers, condolences, and energy to the family of Naya Rivera, especially her 4-year-old son, Joey. Our thoughts and prayers are with you all at this time.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all, we are back, and I'm pissed, y'all. I'm really, really, really pissed, yes. So everyone knows here that I'm the chairman and president of the Fluffy Girls Club, right? You guys know that, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
And former NFL player Kyle Cairo tried it. Yeah, he posted a bunch of tweets where he seemed baffled that people find singer Jill Scott sexy. Yo, she's bad. She's a 10 to me. She's a 10. Let me read some of the tweets that he posted, y'all. And I quote, people are attracted to Jill Scott, end quote. And by no means is she ugly, but y'all really sexually aroused by her? Wow.
Yes.
Then he finished it off by saying, so it's an energy thing. Got it. Wow. Well, celebrities like Chad Ochocinco, K. Michelle Questlove, and Tory Lanez, along with thousands of fans, checked him real quick about Jilly from Philly, and he has since deleted his tweets and issued a public apology, saying his comments were distasteful, and he'll use his platform to promote positivity for black women. Wow.
Well, I don't know if he hadn't heard or has he not Googled her for real, but boyfriend, okay, let me tell y'all know each woman, you know, they have to deal with whoever their guy's crush is, right? Just like me, men have to deal with Brad Pitt. But every boyfriend I have ever had had has always mentioned that they had lustful thoughts about Jill Scott. And that's, I swear to God,
absolutely.
That is the truth.
I feel like he's kind of like 50 Cent on this with the exotic and the this and the that and the...
Exactly.
Yeah, Jill Scott is beyond sexy, okay? You can say what you want to say about her and the world knows it. So it doesn't matter what he said. That's why they jumped all over his ass on this one because he's wrong. Yeah.
You better get back down before you get smacked down like she's saying in the song.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on. This is really sweet, you guys. So Katy Perry has chosen her longtime friend, Jennifer Aniston, to be the godmother of her baby. And that's a huge decision. So I think that's just super sweet. And by the way, she's having a baby girl. So the ladies have been friends over a decade. And according to sources, they really bonded during the pandemic by catching up while taking social distancing walks. That's nice. Katy is expecting to deliver her bundle of joy with fiancé Orlando Bloom in a couple of weeks, and Jennifer is reportedly over the moon, happy, and filled with tears of joy that she is the godmother.
I think, you know, it's very interesting. I think it's a real good deal because, first of all, usually women with lots of money usually choose a friend with lots of money to be their godparent or what have you, and she's just keeping it real.
Let me tell you, when this baby is born, its grandchildren's college fund will be paid already, okay? That's how that's how generational this baby about to get spoiled. Generational spoiled.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? So, Portia, I feel sorry for PJ and baby. She's going to go to school on some grants, honey, because who's her godparent?
Who's going? I haven't picked one yet. It's so funny you say that. Actually, I hope it ain't the Garrett College Fund grant, though.
Okay, now.
All right, so I got to know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Yup, and get ready to light it up with the 3-in-1 waterproof bug zapper and lantern. Now, this lightweight and waterproof gadget serves as a great camping lantern, flashlight, and mosquito zapper, making any 16x16-foot space in its presence a bug-free zone. And it's equipped with an 1800 mAh rechargeable battery and USB to keep that battery life going long and strong.
And it has a removable lampshade and plastic cage for safety.
Of course, Brad, because safety first. And the lantern could run as long as 16 hours. The bug zapper could run for 12 and the flashlight for 8, and it also comes in green, yellow, and gray.
Now, hey, Craig, I hate bugs, even human ones, but how much is it?
Now, for commoners, this has been seen as high as $80. But for the Dish Nation fam, you can get it for $19.
Oh,
just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. So coming up, Andrew Fraun, honey, sits down with another good friend of Jennifer Aniston, Mr. David Schwimmer, y'all, and his co-star, Nick Muhammad, to talk about their new show, Intelligence, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited to be sitting down with David Schwimmer and Nick Muhammad talking about their new comedy, Intelligence, streaming right now on Peacock. Hey guys.
Andrew.
If you guys could kind of sum up what the show is about, what would you say?
So it's a workplace sitcom. It's set in GCHQ, which is like a British version of the NSA. And it follows this specific team that deal with cybercrime, this bunch of social misfits. And then within that, you've got David's character, who's an NSA agent, very arrogant, egotistical, with huge sort of delusions of grandeur, who sort of comes and works alongside the team.
Do you concur, David?
I knew nothing about that. I just showed up and started saying stuff. So it's cool to learn. It's cool to learn that now, though. That'll definitely inform my choices next season.
Jerry, Joseph Harris, so great to finally meet you.
This is Chris Cranfield, director of cybersecurity at GCHQ.
No way. I was expecting a guy.
Will he be here long, then?
Providing he plays by the rules.
Watch and learn, babe.
Now, Nick, your character gets you know, kind of starstruck when he meets Jerry. Now, when you met David Schwimmer, he's a big star. Were you starstruck meeting David Schwimmer?
Well, I was. It was a real treat, but I don't know. Did I appear really starstruck, Schwimmer?
No, I wish he had been more starstruck. Didn't happen.
All right, David, I want to test your intelligence on British slang. To see if you know what's... I know, exactly. You've been looking for this all day. Okay, So I have a few British slang terms, and you tell me what you think they mean, and then Nick, you can judge how he does, okay? All right, what is legless? I was legless yesterday. What does that mean?
I would say drunk or, drunk or just...
Okay, that's good. What about, I'll give you a bell tomorrow. I'm going to give you a bell.
I'll give you a ring. I'll call you.
Nick, do you have one that maybe I don't know? Maybe what's a tough one?
Well, if I said to you, I'm going to go down the Guinness,
I'd say, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's like a way to go, like a little alleyway, a Guinness.
Yeah, exactly. That's
what... Finally, David, I have to tell you this story because the executive producer of my show is this guy called Joaquin. Joaquin immigrated here from Paraguay and he learned English by watching Friends. And he is like the most monumental Friends fan in the history of Friends fan, definitely the biggest Friends fan from Paraguay, for sure.
Wow.
So I want to know if you could just say hi to Joaquin.
Of course. Hi, Joaquin. Thank you so much. I'm honored and and congratulations he's the executive producer of your show. Well done, Joaquin. Nice.
He just lost his David. He literally just lost his
Mission accomplished.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. NFL Hall of Famer Bruce Smith is arguably one of the best defensive ends in NFL history.
All right. Yep.
But after appearing on Family Feud, he probably be remembered more for his answer on Fast Money instead. Take a look at this.
If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a what the he said?
I don't know what's funnier, head crack, if it was actually Steve's response or Bruce's answer.
I'm gonna go with Steve's response to that one, because you know sometimes when somebody else says something so crazy, you forget where you are, and then you react like you're not at work.
All right, this isn't for Fast Money, but I'm gonna ask Heidi, what would your answer have been to that same question if you're gonna put a tool on your hand?
Oh, Roto-Rooter.
Gross.
There's a toilet clog, and
you
now
you wanna stick your arm in it?
Well, but it has to come out. Now this thing's already attached to it, so I can get hair out of a drainer and get a tampon out of a toilet.
What kind of big-ass tampons you use getting stuck in the toilet?
Super plus.
Super-duper maxi-maxis.
They have wings, okay? They have wings.
Yeah,
like pterodactyl wings since they got that big.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.